the story that I have is we were inside our house and our dog went crazy. So my dad got up and he checked. And when he got to the living room, there were two guys rushing out of the TV room right onto him. So they pushed him over and he fell. And he said to us, we have to stay back because there's two people in the house. And he went outside. And by that time, I also got out of my room. And when I got to the front door, the two just ran in front of me on the grass. And that was very bad for me. That was a bad experience, knowing that they were inside our house while we were in there was not a good experience. So from there on, I also started having tried to protect myself, thinking of a plan. If there's something happening, what do I do? I also have an air gun that I have always with me. Because it's about protecting myself. And I know that it's something else when you stand in front of someone and you have to shoot, but at least with the air gun, you don't have to kill the person. You can just hurt him so that you can get away. So that's what it's all about for me.
Two questions. How do you feel about the crime in South Africa, and what message would you send to government in terms of crime?
About crime, it is stealing our youth freedom, to tell you the truth. It's stealing our freedom because you're too scared to walk out of your house. You're too scared actually to drive, especially with all the spikings that's going on. You're too scared to drive on the roads these days. And it's stealing because even the youth can't do any like we did when we were young. They can't go and drive their bicycle or walk or anything like that because you're scared of them getting robbed or attacked. And to hear of the youth of these days, how many stories they have to tell, that is very, very bad experience to have. So for government, my message to government will be, please make it safer. Please bring back some kind of a way that the people who's doing the crime is not more protected than the victim itself.